Okay, we have a screen. That means we're ready to go. So can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett? Burt? Hapler?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Here. Okay, we had minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of the minutes from the February 17th meeting as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Okay, so welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for March 16th, 2016. I see a number of people in the audience. So at the appropriate time, if you have an interest in a particular case, I will open up the podium to my right and to your left back there and ask you to state your name and interest in that particular case. The Plan and Zone Commission is the recommending body appointed by the City Council. We meet once a month or as necessary to go over particular site plans, zoning approvals, and the such. So with that, we will begin. Greg.
Mr. Chairman, the case before us tonight, the first case involves a preliminary plat for the area outlined in red here, which is south of 53rd Avenue to the west of Middle Road, and then directly across here is Crow Creek Road. We have Everest Summit that was just recently platted and also site planned right here located. There are certain areas that this will be retained right here by the current owner, the Hellman family. This is an individual owner here, and then this is the property that Genesis owns. There are also two ponds on the site. This is the way the preliminary platted areas are laid out at present. You have your residential, single family, pretty much down here in the south. And then to the north, the multifamily in this area. And then you have these lots that are commercial that are platted for the future development of that area as C1. This is to scale 150 feet, 1 inch equals 150 feet, showing the variety of lots that are in here, the means of entry coming in off of Middle Road opposite Crow Creek Road, and then the extension of three different approaches that will emanate from the street that comes in off of Crow Creek Road. This is the multifamily area right here. It'll be zoned R5, and these will be townhouses, essentially, that'll be placed in this district. Their density also does match the district that we would look at on the new land use map, which is UMI. And this is the commercial area, showing the variety of nine different lots. There will be berming along here and here. And also, there will be that berm will be sort of a shared berm with the property owners on both sides having a portion of that berm. But at a later date, as each of these develops, there will be a site development plan for each one of these lots that will also have to be submitted, as well as for the entire area here for multifamily development. Staff, in reviewing the proposal as submitted by the petitioner for the preliminary platting of the Woodlands Edition, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. Questions from the commission?
I'd like a clarification, Greg. Can you go back to the aerial picture? There. In the section on utilities, there's a reference to the Welsh and Ackerman properties. And I see those properties. And so the second property is north of there? Are they both?
Welsh properties here and then the Ackerman properties there.
All right. So they're outside the scope of this,
mm-hmm.
but just impacted by the utility improvements.
There will be one extension through here, and then there's another one that will be coming up, and this two will be coming through that area.
Okay, so then can you go to the third slide? There we go. So that, when you come in the entryway on Crow Valley.
Creek.
Or Crow Creek, thank you. And it curves a little bit, goes to that circle. That road that's stubbed back to the south, is that going to access?
It will access Wyndham West, those additions.
Okay.
Yeah, there's already a Mirfield Drive, I believe, is already there, so it will connect to that.
Okay. All right, and then I had one other question on the commercial section. You were talking about the berming. So is the berming, what berming is there around the townhouse area, or is there any?
There'll be some, I believe, right here. And then the other, you can barely see it. There's a line that has been, or I should say, a elliptical type shape that's been drawn out essentially right all the way across, and it's shared between the lots. Mm-hmm. And it's right here as well.
And what about the boundary between the multifamily and the single family? Is there going to be any?
I think there, you'll have to talk to the engineer, but it looks like, I believe that there is.
A berm there too?
Like this, yeah, and that'll extend over here, and eventually there will be some type of berming that would be located to deal with the adjacent property over in this direction.
Okay. I think we have...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Mike Janosik with McClure Engineering. We're doing the engineering and surveying and plotting on the project. And if you do have questions about the berms, I'd be happy to go over it. But in general, everywhere where there's a change in zoning between those two, there's screening and there's a berm, and we provided a standard detail for that berm to the city. So exactly where you're talking about, between the townhomes and the commercial, there's a berm, and there's also south of the townhomes, between the townhomes and the single-family residential, there'll be a berm. There's even a berm on the north side of the townhomes between the townhomes and the commercial. So the townhomes are entirely screened. And then the single family residential will have it along the east side of the single family residential that's not shown on the screen there. And then the commercial will have it on the south end between the north end of the single family and the south end of the commercial. And if you have any other questions related to that or any other surveying or engineering questions, I'm here to answer them.
Great. Thank you.
Others from the commission? I've got a couple, but one on the notes on, not that one, Greg, go back one. It's the first, sorry, that one right there on the notes. It says lot F, sorry, of the Woodlands will be accessed for parcel to south, and I could not find parcel or lot F. I saw A, B, C.
It's over here,
way
I believe.
Over there.
Yeah, so that's more or less an outlot that will service the landfill area that's excluded from this subdivision. So it pretty much serves as a flag to that property. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's part of the future portion that will be platted in the future, depending upon how quick this subdivision develops.
Okay, great. Thank you. That was one. And then on that same one there, below the lot A, which I think is the pond there, or detention, there's a wider section in the road with a median. Can you tell me what the intent is there?
That's just a median break there. That's just for landscaping purposes, just for aesthetic purposes. Craig might be able to explain that. I believe that's correct. That's the beginning of more of an upscale cul-de-sac, so they kind of wanted to have a break there.
Okay. And will there be house lots? I see a lot. B that's there, and then lot 11, it looks like. Will there not be any residential buildings adjacent to that narrower yet wider area, narrower road?
Lot B cannot be built on, and that'll be a green space south of the wet pond that's on lot A. And lot A is a wet detention pond.
And then there's nothing between 18 and 19 either there on that road.
18 and 19.
Lots, sorry, 18 and 19. That's but to the left and right. Can you dot those, Greg?
Yeah.
Easy to show them here.
Right, there's that's part of Lot A. That's the wet detention ponds. There's nothing north of the road there.
Yeah, where I was going with all that question was, I've seen these in action, and the problem is there's nowhere to park, but you don't have anybody's house in front of there, so no issue. Great. Okay, thanks. Then it said, and I don't know if this is for you or for Greg, note 14, land to be negotiated for future right-of-way. Item 14, I didn't know what that was.
I could answer that.
Okay.
There's a portion where Greg's marking at the southeast corner. As shown on the preliminary plat from Wyndham West, there's a portion of property that has to be negotiated and dedicated to the city for the south half of the right-of-way of our roadway that connects up at Middle Road.
Okay, great. And then the last one's a road question. We've got a notch in there on the the east side of the property that's not part of the development, kind of where the N is in the north there. No, to the right side where the N in north is on that.
Oh, here.
Yeah, isn't there a gap right there? Where's our gap? Yeah. That's not part of the development, right?
No. No, this is privately owned.
So what happens? There's a note that sidewalks will be constructed along all public streets. There's no sidewalk on that side. So what happens when we come down along and we hit that excluded or not included area?
We will have to have a discussion with that property owner.
Okay. So, I mean, we're going to widen the road, and that'll keep coming right on through there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have one more question.
Yes, Ann.
Greg, when we looked at the Everest Summit addition, there was discussion about, a lot of discussion about snow removal and the grade between the property we're looking at now and the street that pretty much abuts that property. So it would be on the west side of this commercial area that we're talking about.
Yeah, the street's going to connect into Ever Summit Edition right here.
And was there an easement as well for snow?
Snow
removal was going to be placed along here to some extent with maybe a retaining wall for part of this area, but I don't know that it would include everything down in this direction. This would be acquired as right-of-way anyway, adjoining, so that it would be considered to be not a part of that easement area. I don't know that it ran the whole length, though, of that addition.
Yeah, if you recall, we asked that he dedicate the right-of-way to the property line. That gave us extra snow storage.
Okay.
And then if anybody was to develop to the east of that, then they would have access to Panda Drive without having to dedicate anything.
Okay.
So you obviously feel like this is all fitting together appropriately, the two adjoining properties, Everest and now this Shops of the Woodlands.
We always anticipated having access to Panda Drive from the property to the east when it developed. This, I think, worked out very well for the commercial because that gave another access point from 53rd to the commercial now.
So on the Panda Drive side, are there townhouses intended between where this Ontario Drive cuts in and 53rd?
They're all on the west side of Panda Drive.
Right. But there are
yes.
townhouses.
There's
there.
One there now. They yeah. got his first one in.
Are these private streets or are these city streets?
They're going to be city right away.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else in the commission? Okay, anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Seeing, yes, no, no, okay. No one in the audience, I'll return to the commission then.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 16-014, preliminary plat, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-014, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16-014 is approved. Okay, Greg.
The next case, Mr. Chairman, involves an area below where Sevier Steel is here, and it's reachable off of State Street coming down 35th. And right here, the bend with Elm, essentially is where this lot is located. And this parcel, I should say, it's not been platted. The intent is to subdivide it pretty much like this, with this portion being sold. And the area below becoming a different lot. So you have essentially a two-lot subdivision with the northern lot going to the party that wants to develop it and the retention and ownership by Sevier Steel of the second lot. Staff reviewing this proposal did not see anything that would hold the proposal up in any way. We felt that therefore we would recommend approval of this final plat of Sevier Steel first edition with the recommendations in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? No?
Nope.
Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Nope. Back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 16-015, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-015, subject to the staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16-015 is approved. Okay. Greg?
Mr. Chairman, last meeting, I believe you saw the preliminary plat for what was called Ford's Edition, and now it's going to be referred to in the future as Legacy Edition. Site can be approached by coming up State Street. You turn in here, you already have one structure built on site right now, and then the proposal is to create more lots out of that area. The existing area is essentially Lot 2, Field Second Edition, so it's a replat, and there were some modifications made to this plat, to essentially the biggest one being is to bring sanitary sewer down in this direction, and so that it might be connected to the adjoining property. Preliminary plat, you've already seen it. To offset the amount of fill that will be placed upon these lots, a certain portion of area right here was removed for volume to compensate for that being placed in each one of these lots. The 100-year floodplain is noted, outlined in the blue color. This is a blow-up, essentially, of what the final plat looks like with the eight different lots, with the existing building already being here, with the intent that the remainder be parsed out in such a way that each of these can be used for some type of industrial use. In many cases, are used for construction company condominiums or something where it's used as storage or an area for a business location. And we've seen these down at Beartooth Court. These are prevalent throughout a great deal of the country. If you're driving down any interstate, you pretty much can see some of these or something similar to it. So we look at it as fitting in the industrial area, and we would recommend approval of this final plat with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, questions by the commission? No questions by the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Everybody here is, nobody's talking. Okay. I had one question. Let me see, Greg. Sanitary sewer is required to be filled in. What does it mean, filled in along the U.S.? Is that completed, meaning filled in?
It would be required that this be stubbed in, placed in such a way that that be achieved prior to the issuing of any building permits for any further development on the site, so that this property owner here, the cement plant, can connect and then have access to sanitary sewer.
So it's completing it across the...
Yeah, they would be required to stub into that now that that is down in this locale.
Okay. All right, that was the only question I had. No one in the audience? Back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve case 16-016, final plat, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
One correction, 16-017.
Oh, I'm on 17?
Yep.
Oops.
Okay.
17.
So we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 16-017. Well, I'm looking at the one on here. Which one is it?
I think it's 16, isn't it? I think 17 was.
It's legacy first edition. The agenda says 6, and on the document it says 7.
7. I've got this is labeled here as 17 for the final plat ordinance that we're going to discuss.
Okay. We're all in agreement it's 17?
Mm-mm.
No?
17.
16.
This is the ordinance
that
has the same number.
The city
is this is labeled as 16.
Okay.
Oh.
This on the agenda it says 16.
On the agenda it says 16, but then
so
on
we
the
must look that
case number it's 17.
It's 16 though.
I think okay. It's 16.
All right. Stand.
We're voting on 16.
16, okay, and 16 being the final plat, right? Okay. Do we have to restate it?
She's got it.
She's got it.
One
all right.
16.
She's voted. All right. We're done with that one. All right. Sorry for the confusion. Okay, Greg.
The next case that. We are overseeing is the proposed commercial development, which will be a convenience store. And essentially, we're going to see this area undergo a great deal of change over the next several years. Grant Street borders the northern portion. This will be widened. There will be a new means of connection coming through. Where State will go up in this direction. And the area outlined in orange here is essentially the area that involves the entire project. This is the site as it presently stands with the fitness and martial arts center here. That building to be removed. And this is the same structure. And this is a view looking back toward that structure. And essentially, the roadway, the new one to connect to State, will be coming through in this direction. So much of what you see right now is going to be altered in a rather large manner for this particular site. This is the IDOT layout showing this new connection to State. Coming off that connection, there will be an area stubbed in here to gain access to this particular parcel. This structure is initially going to be, I guess, retained in this area. It hasn't passed ownership, I believe, yet to this parcel, but that's something that may occur in the future. And this is the alleyway outlined right here for the particular parcel. The site plan shows the entryway as it comes into the site itself. There has been an area here that has been created as an arch to prevent immediate direct access into the drive-through area from here. This area also has been closed off so that no portion of the site can gain access to this alleyway that the city has retained ownership in. We've got pumps right here. We've got the convenience store proposed for this site. with two additional commercial sites of the same size, around 2360, I think, square feet, 2360 square feet. And the drive-through, let's get this to work. Right, you're coming through like that. Petitioner met our requirement for landscaping throughout the area. Deciduous trees planted throughout with some evergreens, and the tree count was met by what we require in our landscape ordinance. And on the overhead treatment here, and I'll just sort of run this through so you can see it, but the treatment to the site was improved a great deal from what had been initially put in your packets. This is the essentially front right here, two side views, and the area where the treatment was changed is right there. We wanted to see if there be some type of uniformity, and as also that you're aware that there are certain development standards that are being designed right now for the downtown area, and we want to make sure that the first building going in begins to replicate some of those intended designs. Staff, in looking at the proposal, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Yeah, the fuel trucks coming in, what's the pattern that you're looking at for them?
I don't know if the petitioner's here or the engineer might speak to it.
Yeah, but we have an extra wide access there off of Grant Street that they could come in from there. If they do happen to be coming from State Street, that's where we've got kind of that wide entrance coming off of the spur of State Street as well. So they can circle, come in there around the outside there, Greg. I don't know if you can show that or not, and then back out the other way.
And while you're describing that, where exactly would the tanks and the inlets be then? Where would they pull it?
Tanks are kind of shown in the dashed line there on the northwest corner, kind of over in that area. So we did run the turning templates for to get a fuel trailer through that area.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
As long as you're there, what do you see as long-range plan for trash?
Down in the far southeast corner is where the refuse location would be.
I think there's a
screened area down in the southeast corner there.
That yeah.
And that's going to be for all three?
Correct.
Detail?
Yep.
So the drive-through that Greg mentioned, mm-hmm. is that part of the convenience store, or is that just to be available to future tenants should they need it?
To be available for future tenants. Correct. It is not part of the convenience store.
So, and just understanding the dynamics and from a practical standpoint, it shows the window over there where Greg just put the dot.
Correct.
So where would they be ordering? They get into the cube back over by the convenience store, but likely for another tenant, right, would be the drive-up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, Greg, from the back of the building, they've got the doors, and maybe for the engineer as well, they got the doors coming out the back. But is there a sidewalk in the back? Are you going to step onto the through road?
Right, there'd be a 5-foot area there for an emergency egress stoop back there,
okay.
Between the drive-through and the doors.
Immediately adjacent to the building there?
Yep.
Okay. And some kind of step down to get over to the trash, too. You got quite a ways from, I don't know what the solution is, but from your islands where everybody empties out their car junk to your dumpster. Yeah.
Trash drive-through. Yeah.
Since it's going to be pretty close to the, well, in the alley there, it's the best place for it, I agree. But
yeah, we added it in the southwest corner as well earlier, but others preferred to have it in the southeast corner
from
a visual standpoint.
Good call. Yeah.
Is there a pylon sign or anything planned?
There is a sign proposed over on the, not a pylon sign, no. It would be a
monument sign that was approved at the ZBA or...
Okay.
Other questions from the commission?
May I say something, Mr.
By all means.
When Mr. Ernst came in to start preparing his site development plan, we've been working on a downtown master plan. A big part of that are design standards. And we asked him if he would hold a month for his rezoning and site plan so we could get the design standards in. He came in and really did everything we asked of him voluntarily, because none of this is ordinance yet. He upscaled the building. He moved parking back so he could put significant landscaping along the frontages to soften the parking from the right-of-way. He upscaled the building. He initially wanted to have a 45-foot high pole sign. We have our design standards say that the maximum height would be 30 foot. We'd want a monument sign. He complied with that. So I just want that to be noted, that this is the first brick and mortar project we have downtown, and we've had a very cooperative developer that's come in and is planning on spending a little extra money to make this a good project.
Great. That's good to know, and we appreciate that. We really do, because we're trying to make downtown a better place to be, and the first guy out does it right, it helps the rest of them follow. So thank you for that. Okay. Any other questions or comments from the audience? Come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve case 16-006, the site development plan, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-006, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 16-006 is approved. Okay, and that brings us to the last one, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, we're modifying the ordinance regarding the filing of copies of final plats for purposes of storage for the most part. We're modifying one or part of an ordinance, section 12-3-4, subpart B. What we're doing is we're adding that paper copies of a recorded plat and associated platting documents be brought to us, whereas the current standard deals with one Mylar copy of the final plat and a recorded copy of the final plat. We are adding also that the applicant must also submit a digital version of the signed final plat in approved software format that can be reproduced essentially, and then that is to scale. And or an option of a full-size reproducible Mylar copy as staff deems necessary. So we're trying to look at how we might archive the material to some extent so that we do have the copies available here. Otherwise, we would have to either go to the county, or we'd have to go directly to the engineer every time we wanted to make sure we had the proper version of that plat. So that's why we're modifying this.
So for the signator type site, is that after that fact then, or where does that come in after?
After.
So are we still signing the large scale ones then? It's when it's all done and said, okay, that makes total sense. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
There's nobody.
There's one in the aisle. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 16-017.
The real 017, right?
Yes, the real one.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 16-017 as recommended by the staff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It passes. Bill.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, the City Council followed your lead and approved the Sports Edition preliminary plat, also known as the Legacy First Edition now, approved the final plat of the Village Second Edition, did hold last night the public hearing for the land use and rezoning cases for the Windmiller development, although the first reading was postponed until the next meeting at the request of some council members.
Okay.
Why was it postponed?
There were a couple of council members that were unable to attend the meeting, and they wanted to be in attendance.
Got it.
So that was even though, was there a quorum that it could have passed, but they just mutually agreed to delay it then?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none, we're adjourned.